The Unyoked Podcast, navigating the pain, process, and possibilities after a Christian divorce. Welcome to the Unyoked Podcast, Season 2. Why are we having a Season 2? Because we only said we're going to have a Season 1. But as I created the 17 episodes of the podcast, thinking it was just going to be a closed podcast, I spoke with a lot of different people who were like, oh, it'd be so much better if you just had a conversation going in a different perspective. Well, a friend of mine, Carrie Vitt, well, she kept telling me like, hey, you really need a good Christian woman's perspective, because there are things I actually agreed on, I would have doubled down on, or things I literally disagreed on. So I thought, you know, that's pretty wise. So before, I was going to write a book about this, and it was really complicated to have co-hosts. But at this point, it's not, because the books are going to be written from the original. And at this point, it's time to have deeper conversations on each of our topic and each of our episodes. So welcome to the podcast, Carrie. So glad you're here.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
So I want people to get a chance to know who you are, because I thought it's not fair to bring people in and then like, well, who's this girl talking? Like, well, what's she all about?
Sure.
And what makes her?
Right.
I've always said I'm not qualified to do a divorce podcast.
Oh, I'm not either.
Right. Who is?
Nobody. Yeah.
When somebody says they're a divorce expert, I'm like, I don't even know what that means.
Right. Yeah.
So, but the fact that I've been through a divorce makes me more qualified than somebody who hasn't.
Totally.
Right.
Totally.
And so I guess I want to talk to you about your divorce, but before that, tell me who you are, like personally, like what are you are professionally? I know, but let the listeners know, like, who are you and what do you do with your day?
Yeah.
And that you're taking time out to do this.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm Carrie Coram Vitt.
That's right.
I'm slowly transitioning back to my maiden name, which I'm excited about. I'm a functional nutritionist and a food and health writer. So that's been like my background for a long time. I also have two daughters. They are college age. And I've written cookbooks. I specialize in working with women and some men with thyroid disease, autoimmunity, hormone imbalance, things like that. So
yeah, you're being modest because you have an impressive resume. I mean, you have a big following, like you're good at what you do.
Thank you.
And
thanks.
It's obvious you're good at what you do, right?
Thank you.
I think that's part of, I'm just going to be very transparent. Part of the reason I asked you to do this, one, I really enjoy our conversations. They're always deep.
Yeah.
They're layered and they add value. Like when I hang up with you, I hang up with the phone, I'm always like, that was a great conversation.
Totally.
That's the way I
agree.
Feel about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, there are people, I get asked all the time from people, like, oh, I'd love to be on your podcast. Well, first of all, I think, you must not listen because I don't have any co-hosts. Like, what do you even mean you want to be on my podcast?
Right,
like, I don't do that.
Right.
But secondarily, it's like everybody thinks they're funny until you stand in front of a room with a microphone and you're supposed to make people laugh.
Sure.
Being on camera and being in front of a microphone is actually hard work.
It's very,
and you're good at it. So,
thank you.
Yeah, that was another consideration I had. Is like, you have experience, you're well spoken, you're smart, and quite frankly, you're spiritually matured. I feel like I'm blowing smoke, but I mean that.
Thank you.
You know,
I appreciate that.
I can hear it in you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you the last thing, and then we're going to get back to you, because this is all setting the table. I'm letting you know this, I'm letting the audience know it. But the reality is, when I think about who I could have asked or who could have invited, part of it is I want somebody who cares. I've been asked for people to be on the podcast, and I'm like, I'm not sure if that's not self-serving, or they think they'll be funny, or, oh, I'm funny, or I have tons of great stories.
Right.
Okay, but do you care? And I think you care about the listener, which is why you want, that's why you kept telling me, I think you need another perspective, because you care about the listener.
Totally. That's literally the only reason I'm here.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. All right. So let's talk about this.
Yeah.
You stick to your lane on your channel. Thyroid.
Food. Yeah.
You're a pretty closed network person. You don't personalize your content
Not really that much. Not much.
Yeah.
I mean, people know I have daughters.
You know. Right.
Yeah.
And here you are on a divorce podcast.
Right.
And so I told you I was going to honor whatever circle or boundary you want to put on this.
Yeah.
But also, this is your chance to sort of come out and just speak a little bit to why you're, I mean, you're divorced. You wouldn't be here. I wouldn't ask you. And like me, I have my circles. There's things I don't bring up about my marriage or my ex.
Makes me teary. I mean, it's a big deal.
It's a big leap for you.
Yeah.
I'm more comfortable because I've done it. I made my decision a year ago and I did it. But this is your chance to tell what you want in your story. And sometimes you just get it off your chest and it may never be brought up again, or it may leak out in the other episodes. And so this is where we can set our boundaries. So tell a little bit about your journey through divorce and divorce recovery, if you don't mind.
That's a big question.
That's a big one, right? I loaded it in 3 minutes.
You're like 5 minutes.
And do that in 1 minute because reels are really, really quick.
Exactly. So, I mean, obviously, high level view. I mean, I was married for 21 years. It was not a healthy situation, really, from day one, unfortunately. You know, I do think that this word is way, way, way overused, and I don't use this word lightly, but it was an abusive situation. And so, you know, it was a very, very long journey. Very long. And, you know, I will just share, like, at the beginning few years, I was suicidal. I couldn't imagine continuing in that relationship, like, for the rest of my life. And I honestly, the first few years when all this was happening, because it all started like right out of the gate.
But it lasted 2 decades.
I was actually like growing up, I grew up in the church, became a believer when I was 6 years old. Like I've walked with the Lord my whole life. And in church, they were constantly, and at that period of my life, like in high school, college and stuff, they were always like, marriage is hard. Marriage is hard. Marriage is hard. Just wait. It's so hard. So when I got into all of that and it was so hard, I thought,
This is what they were talking about.
This is what they were talking about. But I remember just being like, also kind of like angry with like friends and family. Like, well, they didn't tell me that it was like, it like sucks your soul out of you.
Yeah. Where's the, say joy too and hard? Where's the joy?
So I kind of, you know, I will say that like once my daughters were born, like the idea of like suicidal thoughts that went away, like 100%.
Cause now you're a mother, not just a wife.
I was a mom. Yeah. And so it was like, okay, I need to be here for my kids and stuff. And he was in the military. So there were long periods where he was gone. He also worked 12 to 14 hour days, sometimes weekends. So there, you know, I think that that kind of extended things because
you created a world without him and that was okay. And you just tolerated when he was in it. You suffered.
Let's take a quick break.
Are you making the tough decision about divorce or in the middle of your recovery? Well, I have a few books you will want to read. Don't navigate one of the hardest journeys you will face without a roadmap. Visit toddturner.com/books to find the helpful guide you can keep with you during this time of decisions and healing. toddturner.com/books. Now back to the program.
And so did I want to find it? Did I want it to be restored? Yes. Did I want it to be healed? Yes. Do I feel like I did every single thing that I could possibly do? Yes. Okay. Until it got to the point where everyone in my close circle that knew every detail, right? And there's not very many people. But when they all got to the point where they were like, Carrie,
it's time.
Now it's time. Yeah. That's when I decided like, oh, okay, I need to do this for me because I was, it was destroying me.
Yeah.
It really was. Yeah. And I will say too, like I bought into the lie that if I just become someone else, if I'm just not Carrie, if I just try and like say the right things and do the right things and whatever it is that then this, like, then he will love me, then he'll want me, then he'll, like this will all be okay one day. And that was a lie that
so
I bought
you,
into.
You feel like it's a character that's not catchable, right? You can never become that person because the problem wasn't you not being the right person.
Yeah.
It was him
Yeah.
Looking for something impossible.
Impossible. Yeah. So, you know, I think that I look back and I'm like, man, like, should I have gotten help a long time ago? Yes. Should I have not bought into those lies? Yes. So, so I, you know, got out of that and, he's been gone. He left about 7 years ago and then we've been divorced for about five. So it's been, you know, I'm a little ways on the other side of it,
right,
which feels nice. I will say, I mean, the first bit of that, I mean, I remember I had like a 6 month period where, when I realized like, oh, this isn't salvageable. Like, oh, there's not going to be reconciliation. There's not going to be repentance and stuff. I mean, I had like a 6 month period where I would like get my girls off to school and I would grab my Bible and I would get in bed and I would just cry and pray and read my Bible like all day.
Yeah.
And then I would get up and the girls would come home and I'd
turn on your mom face,
turn on my mom face, make dinner, take them to all their things. You know what I mean? But it wasn't something that I entered into lightly by any stretch of the means word.
How long did you, was that, okay, I need to do this and then doing, cause I mean, you flipped the switch, but then there's the logistics and realities and all that. Like what was your path from, okay, I think I am willing or able or going to try to really pull the trigger?
I mean, I was really coming from the mindset of like, okay, like let's separate so that like he can get the help he needs, get right with the Lord. I obviously can continue to get the help I need. I was already going to counseling and things like that. Maybe he was at the time. I literally don't even remember.
It gets
fuzzy. It and some of it, I'm like, I don't need to remember any of that. Yeah. Sorry, what was I saying?
No, well, so we were talking about divorce. How long it took you?
How long it took.
Yeah.
I was coming from the standpoint of like, the separation could be a time where like he could get help, I could get help, like eventually it could all be restored. So there was a separation and then, you know, it wasn't until I think it was around a year and a half. Again, some of the details are a little fuzzy because I don't need to remember.
Well, that's a long time.
So I gave it a long time because I was like, I'm not going to jump into this. I want to make sure. Mm-hmm. And even when there was the, okay, let's separate for a while, I wasn't thinking divorce.
I was just going to say, it sounds like you were not. And I'm going to use the word stuck, but I don't necessarily mean negative, but you were stuck in long-suffering mode. So you're like, what's the difference between long-suffering a little or long-suffering a lot? Totally. Long-suffering.
Totally. I've already been through like years, decades of,
Right. So time means nothing. Mm-mm. And instead of just saying, I'm out, I want to go, you were like, okay, I'm going to attack this differently with the separation.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. We're going to get into that. The details, this is your story, tell your story, but I want to talk about that long suffering deeper. We won't do it here.
Sure.
Because I think it gets people stuck sometimes too long when they shouldn't have jumped.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, as time went on through the separation, I was like, oh, okay. You know, and then eventually made that decision of like, okay. And
I'm filing.
And I did think that, okay, if I file, then that will be something. And then, the healing will start and then, repentance will happen. And then, so I was,
it could be a trigger or a milestone you were hoping.
I was very hopeful the whole way. And then eventually I did see like, oh, that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And so then, it was finalized. And, you know, I spent the first few years of that just like pouring into my girls, really helping them. They were in a tough spot.
Ages at the time?
Like 16 and 14.
Yeah, preteen and teen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah.
They're forming who they are.
Right.
It's a tough season.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a tough, maybe a baby is the only not tough season.
Because they wouldn't really know.
Yeah. Every other age has its challenges.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And so, and I don't want to tell any of their story because that's their story to tell, but they do share it, you know, which I love. I love that they've allowed the Lord to use that in their story. Mm-hmm. And I just told them like, look, the Lord wrote this in our story for some reason. And we need to be like, hopefully we can use it to help other people one day.
Yeah.
And so, I just spent a lot of time helping them, you know, and they got off to college. They're doing so well. Like they've come back to life. They're amazing. And then I spent a lot of time, like for me, counseling, healing, just taking a lot of time to just find Carrie again.
Yeah. So your divorce recovery journey It's probably deep. It'll probably come out in our episodes, right? Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. what we're able to speak into other people's life comes from our experience. It's not like totally. You and I went and read a book and we're just regurgitating
nope.
it.
Nope.
We're
telling, I had to live it.
Had to live it. And it's the scar. Like, look at this scar. Look at this scar. And that's another thing I want to back up and tell you. Mm-hmm. Another reason I picked you, I just remembered. I'm stealing this, and I don't remember where I got it. I wish I could give credit to whoever it was.
Yeah.
But it says, speak from your scars, not your wounds.
Yeah.
Right? And I can tell when you're, I'm talking to somebody, and you speak from your scars, but you're also very open.
I'm not bleeding anymore.
You're not bleeding, but we have scars, and you're also not a denier. Because nothing frustrating. Like, how you doing? That's why I hate church. When you walk in the hall, how you doing? Oh, I'm fine.
It's like, excellent. It looks you're like, that no,
everybody
not.
In this building is fine. It's just, what an amazing feat. Y'all are all liars because you're not.
Right.
And when we're able to admit, like, I'm having a tough day or whatever, that's speaking from your scars.
Totally.
Doesn't mean you're walking around griping all the time, but we're real.
Let's be real.
Let's be real.
Totally.
So can I, because I think that we can have a big discussion about recovery itself. And part of that, once again, will come out in the episodes. Mm-hmm. But what you do for a living, you work with a lot of women. Mm-hmm. And tell me a little bit about how your recovery bleeds into that. Do you have a secret ministry that you, I mean, I'm sure you're a part counselor, right? Because anybody who comes in to see somebody and you start talking about your health, well, we all know the body keeps score.
Right.
And if half the people are divorced. Yeah. And even the people who aren't divorced have trauma.
Yeah.
Like, tell me a little bit about your ministry or your recovery. And I don't want to say you have one. You're like, I don't do that. But I'm assuming you do a little bit.
I do. Yeah. I mean, I do a bit. I would say a lot of my clients, they first think that when they come to see me, it's just going to be about nutrition. Mm-hmm. But, you know, getting back to better health, balancing the body and stuff is so much more about your lifestyle, what's going on in your mind and your thoughts. Are you sleeping, stress, all of that. So food's huge. But then we also talk about all the other things.
All of it. And it comes out.
And it comes out. And so many of my clients have said, I love coming because it's almost like a therapy session. Now, I don't cross those boundaries of like trying to act like a therapist.
Tell me about your childhood. Take a B12.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. But sometimes I will say like, hey, was there a lot of stress when you were growing up? You know, and if there was, then I'm like, okay, like, could you maybe see how that stress kind of led into some digestive issues and stuff to help put the pieces together? But I will say that like a lot of, especially with women, a lot of hormone imbalance, thyroid imbalance, stuff like that is from stress. It's from emotional stress, traumas, different things that people have walked through. And so I do see how the Lord has used that. Like I've gone through so many things. Yeah. And so that now allows me to be able to speak from personal experience and just speak from a heart of like, hey, I care about you. And like, you don't have to tell me your story, but like, we can talk about little bits and I can give you some things that might be helpful.
Yeah. You know? No, I love this.
So that's been really, really great. And where I work, it's a wellness collective and we're all believers. So the clients coming in, they know that like,
they make a little Jesus.
Yeah. I'm going to talk about Jesus. Yeah.
Well, you have the lens of it's okay. Can we, I'm going to ask you a question that's going to lead to the second question. When you said yes to doing this, and you just admitted part of it is because, or the ace of spades is because you care about women and you care about truth.
Yeah.
What, I was going to ask you, I still am, what lens are you going to have on while you speak? Like, what is the, what is your demographic? What tone are you going to bring to this? I'm very curious. And then the second question is like, why do you feel like this is going to widen your net of influence? Meaning you talk to women one-on-one now, but is this an opportunity to take that voice to a wider, like, just tell me a little bit about what mindset you have of coming in on this.
I mean, I think it's rare to hear someone talk about divorce from a Christian perspective because we're not supposed to get divorced, right? Like we're not supposed to
That's the perspective. Is don't get divorced. Well, that's the Christian line.
Yeah. And I mean, it's horrible. I would never recommend it for anybody. I hated it. I still hate it. But like, here I am.
Right.
Right.
Yes. Now what?
Where's
the now what in church?
You know, there were, I think, just one or two women, one that's like a personal friend that I like heard her share her personal story when she was ready. about divorce and having to walk through that. And I found it so encouraging. And so my heart is really, I just want to encourage, you know, yeah. And if anybody is going through all of these things right now, you know that there can be a light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm not saying that that is that you get divorced, right? I hope that you don't. I don't want you to. But like, the days can get better and there is hope. No matter like what's going on in your life, there is hope because we have the Lord.
Yeah, you know? I absolutely love that. It's funny, part of my thought process or what I've learned from doing this podcast, mm-hmm. which I'm assuming you'll learn if you don't already know. So many people I have talked to have told me, mm-hmm. "Oh, Todd, I'm so glad you're doing that." He goes, "But I don't need it. I'm way past that." Mm. And then they finally listen, and they're like, "Oh, I just broke up with my boyfriend because of something you said. Mm. I just started counseling again.
That's great. Yeah.
Oh, I started bawling in my car.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, huh? You said you were past all that.
Yeah.
But it's because we move so fast.
Yeah.
And we just." Oh, well, I don't have that problem anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to go live my best life, whatever. And they don't put in the work.
And that's just not a good idea.
It's not.
It's not.
But we mask it so much.
Yeah.
A lot of people, and yeah. I can see their behavior and their coping mechanisms, but they think, oh, that's for the poor sucker going through a divorce. I'm like, I know people have been divorced 5, 6, 8 years. And they're like, oh, yeah, that podcast isn't for me. And then they'll call me like, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You touched a... The
sure.
wound
right.
that I thought right. I covered up and you
yeah.
you poked.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I sort of do it on purpose. I'm a instigator.
Yes.
But yeah, it's like it's so interesting because part of this journey, this divorce recovery is the walking through a divorce, the immediate feelings and all the problems and landmines, mm-hmm. which I hope we mm-hmm. can help people through.
Mm-hmm.
The mm-hmm. our first episode besides this get to know one another mm-hmm. is about people thinking about making that divorce decision. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot we on our next recording we want to speak into. But the reality is the recovery part, most people don't put in the work.
No, they do
They
not.
Say they do, mm-hmm. but that just means time has passed.
Right.
Time. Like, oh yeah, I put in the work. It's mm-hmm. 5 years later. I've had mm-hmm. 22 horrible relationships with people, mm-hmm. but they're all their fault. Because I put in the work.
Right. Even though I'm the common denominator.
You know, I'm the common denominator. Look, all girls are crazy.
Right.
All men are
Or
are
all
dogs.
Men are horrible. They're right. Yeah. Which is not true.
Not true.
Neither one of those statements is true.
Neither one. I right. don't like the edges. Mm-hmm. I don't like the edges.
Yeah.
Okay. So, first of all, thank you. Mm-hmm. Like, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
And I guess we'll make a ground rule that if I ever... ask a question that goes too personal, just give me the
cool.
sign.
I will do that.
You know that you got something to throw already, right?
Yeah.
Okay. One last thing mm-hmm. before we end this is we sort of got your why yes, but I was just going to ask the why yes, why now? Like, mm-hmm. like you and I've talked about this, and I know you're a busy person, but mm-hmm. Is it the heart of ministry or like, and because you're busy, you do stuff. You got
sure.
things. You
sure.
got a life,
right?
But
right.
just speak one more time, a little bit about what made you say yes to mm-hmm. this, mm-hmm. and why are you here?
Like, yeah, I mean, I know that I didn't go through all that I went through just to like keep it to myself, right? And I've spent a whole lot of years just trying to heal, and I'll never be fully healed, right? This side of heaven, it's just not going to happen. But I have learned a lot. I've become so much stronger. The Lord has strengthened me. The Lord has shown me a lot of things. And so I feel like if I can be a source of encouragement for other people, then that, like, that's why I want to be here. And that's worth it to me.
Okay. I love know? That. No, that's wonderful. And I'll also say this, and then we'll finish. We're not here to agree or put together a...
Right.
We're on a team. Like, if we want to disagree, and if we want to underline and say, well done, I like that, mm-hmm. there's no rules here. The rule is truth.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yeah. the rule world is, the goal is perspective, mm-hmm. meaning I have this... Our women don't think that way, mm-hmm. right? Or like... Yeah, but what about this? Like, I really look forward to getting into the different topics and revisiting them with your perspective.
Yeah.
And if you disagree, it's because it has my name on the podcast. I don't care. Like I really want pushback because I used to go to a China for work. Mm-hmm. And when you tell somebody you're going to China, everybody's like, Well, I heard this. Well, aren't Christians being persecuted? Well, wait a minute. Isn't it the fastest growing Christian population? Like, which one's true?
Right,
and a guy worded it really well. He goes, everything you've ever heard about China is true. Somewhere. It's a big place.
Sure.
So, did that church get burned down? Yes. Did this church just get built? Yes.
Yeah.
Did the government just shut down? Did the government just start this? Like, the government literally invited me because they have a department for Christianity. Like, people don't even know that, but they do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was over there working with them on a project. Well, I feel that thing with divorce. It's like, it's so hard sometimes to speak into something and say, well, this is true about everybody.
Because it's not.
It's not true about everybody.
Absolutely not.
Everybody has their own story, but there are a lot of common denominators. Yeah. There are milestones that we all deal with, but differently.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
And as I sit up here and talk, I'm coming, to the best of my ability, I widen the net.
Yeah.
But I also have my lens on, and I also have a gender lens on of a male.
Right.
And even though I do a pretty decent job, I think, of empathizing. I'm a pretty good empathizer.
Yeah.
So I can put myself in other people's shoes without having walked that walk. Mm-hmm. I know I can't get it right all the time.
Sure. And neither can I.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And so we can argue about whether something's a gender thing, a cultural thing, or it's like, oh, yeah, that may be generally true.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be a fun journey.
Totally.
All right. Thanks for saying yes. And let's get on to episode one.
Sounds good.
Thank you for listening to the Unyoked Podcast with me, Todd Turner. Can I ask you a favor? Two, actually. First, rating and reviewing this podcast positively goes a long way to help others find this resource. I get told constantly, I wish I knew of this podcast earlier. Well, you can make that happen with just a simple rating on the podcast app you're listening to right now. Also, when you're done with that, please go to toddturner.com/books and purchase, gift, and review the resources that we have available for those needing help in their divorce journey. It's a lot easier handing somebody a book sometimes than handing them a podcast. And your Amazon reviews really help get our books higher on the chart for others to find. ToddTurner.com/books. Thanks so much. And please, really, just review the podcast really quick. Thank you.